From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us, beginning with the story of Yellowstone. Will that caldera literally blow its top? Well, listen to this, homeowners. The Obama administration may expand efforts to ease the housing crisis by banning all foreclosures on home loans unless they have been screened and rejected by the government's Home Affordable Modification Program. The proposal, reviewed by lenders last week on a White House conference call, prohibits referral to foreclose until borrowers are evaluated and found ineligible under the Home Affordable Modification Program or reasonable contact efforts have failed. It is just under consideration. Microsoft has won court approval to shut down a global network of computers, which it says is responsible for more than 1.5 billion spam messages every day. I'm sure you get some of them. A judge granted the firm's request to shut down 277 internet domains, which it said were used to command and control the so-called Wallodak botnet. The botnet is a network of infected computers under the control of hackers. The firm said that closing those domains would mean that up to 90,000 PCs would stop receiving orders to send out spam. I hate spam, don't you? NASA's chief, Charles Bolton, has told senators that sending astronauts to Mars is still the ultimate goal for the U.S. human spaceflight, as he defended the agency's new space plan against criticism in a heated budget hearing. But NASA will likely not have the technology to send astronauts to Mars for at least 10 years, he said. Robert Zubrin heads up the Mars Society. He's on the line with us now. Robert, does this mean we are going to go to Mars?
It means we're not going to go to Mars until this policy is changed. Bolden says his goal is Mars, but he canceled all the programs that might make any serious contribution to getting us to Mars, such as a program to create a heavy lift booster. He actually got up in front of Congress and he said, if you gave me an unlimited budget, I could not get us to Mars within 10 years. Well, you know, we are much better prepared today to send humans to Mars than we were to send men to the moon in 1961, and we were there 8 years later. For someone to say that this country cannot get to Mars in 10 years if the money was provided is basically saying that we've become much less than the people we used to be.
What was this today, Robert, just rhetoric before the senators?
Yes, that's right. In other words, he says Mars is the goal, but he's really posing it more as a dream because he's saying we want to go there, but he's refusing to do anything that would get us there. He's claiming it's impossible to get there. He's claiming he's going to work on technology that will enable us to fly to Mars in weeks instead of months. And when we have that, then we'll go to Mars. But there is no such technology, and so it is baloney.
Well, and we have no successor right now to the space shuttle. We can't go anywhere.
Right, but that's not the problem. We could what NASA is doing in that respect is okay. They're saying they're going to give contracts to private companies to put capsules on top of their rockets and they can use them to get people to the station. But look, we've been to orbit 150 times already in this country. To be able to keep sending people to orbit, of course we want to be able to do that, but that's not a real goal for our program. To say Mars is the goal, what you do is you say, we're going to be on Mars in 10 years. This is the schedule. This is the hardware set that we
That's
need
right.
to build in order to get there, and let's start building it. That's not what they're doing. They're not building any of the hardware needed to get us to Mars.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Robert's website linked up at our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. Next Thursday, Richard C. Hoagland and head of the enterprisemission.com and a number of other guests will be with us for a full four-hour program as we talk about the new NASA, or what needs to change. The Obama administration has steered up to $150 million in federal funding for the development and production of an anthrax vaccine to a biodefense firm with strong Democratic Party ties. The move comes in spite of the president's long history of pledges to crack down on the awarding of federal contracts without competitive bidding. And just as a federal commission led by two former U.S. senators has given the Obama administration a failing grade on shoring up the nation's biodefenses. Federal records show that executives of the company awarded the contract, as well as its investors and related lobbyists, have long been active contributors to the 2008 presidential campaign of President Obama. Very sad story here. The body of Andrew Koenig, the actor best known for his role as Richard Boner Stabone in the ABC sitcom Growing Pains, and the son of the original Star Trek star Walter Koenig, you know him as Chekhov, was discovered by police in Vancouver, British Columbia, almost 2 weeks after he was reported missing. He was 41. A spokesperson for the Vancouver Police Department confirmed that Koenig's body was discovered by a search team on a bridle path in Stanley Park there, which is over 1,000 acres and one of the largest urban parks in North America. The family was close by when the discovery was made. Walter Koenig was there too. He said his son took his own life. Now, how would you like to live with this for 55 years? An American pilot who dismissed initial reports of what turned out to be the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor has died at the age of 96. Kermit Tyler was the Army Air Force's first lieutenant on temporary duty at a radar information center in Hawaii on December 7, 1941, when two privates reported seeing an unusually large blip on their radar screen, indicating a large number of aircraft about 132 miles away and fast approaching. "Don't worry," Tyler famously replied. "Think it was a flight of U.S. B-17 bombers that was due in from the mainland." The aircraft were the first wave of more than 180 Japanese fighters, torpedo bombers, dive bombers, horizontal bombers, whose surprise attack on Pearl Harbor shortly before 8 a.m. plunged the United States into World War II. Extracts of a fruit grown on tropical vines appears to have breast cancer blocking powers, according to researchers. Scientists found that key ingredients of the green and knobbly bitter melon fruit interfered with chemical pathways involved in cancer growth. It turned off signals, signaling the breast cancer cells to divide, and switched on signals, encouraging them to simply die off. It's an amazing story. Joshua P. Warren, our paranormal expert, and his team are featured on a highly anticipated National Geographic Channel program that debuts this Monday, March 1st, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. In it, he reveals what he's talked about on Coast to Coast, startling new night vision footage of the Brown Mountain Lights that is unprecedented. Joshua, this is going to be exciting.
Oh, yes, it really is, and I've had to hold back a lot until I knew it was going to air, but the program is called Paranatural, and you will see us documenting some of the most bizarre footage we've ever gotten of Brown Mountain Lights. And it's so weird because even though it was shot with green night vision scopes, colors like red and blue were displayed through the electronic tube. This is inexplicable. And also, it's a wispy, high-energy form that seems to zoom away from the camera and almost looks like it vanishes into some other dimension, frankly. So this was captured by Dean Worsing. Very strange, and you'll see it analyzed by independent experts on the program with their feedback. In fact, I put up a sneak peek at joshuapwarren.com tonight so listeners can see what to anticipate. But I hope everybody will put it on their calendar. And again, as you said, it's this Monday, March 1st, 9 p.m. East Coast time, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more on an upcoming Paranormal Moments segment.
Absolutely. Thank you, and good work, Joshua. By the way, our Nightline segment, scheduled for tonight, has not aired yet. They plan to run it on Friday night. The incredible weather and blizzard and snow conditions on the East Coast have kind of forced ABC to push it on to Friday. I think it's a plot, by the way. They know that there are millions of coast-to-coast listeners, so I guess if they can say every night we're on, they figure you're going to be watching Nightline. Pretty novel on their part, I'll tell you that. Johnny Cash's Guess Things Happen That Way has now become the 10 billionth track to be sold at iTunes online store. Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, was officially named the site's most downloaded track, with their single also, Boom Boom Pow, the third biggest seller. And in Switzerland, police have tracked down a couple of jokers who were snapped going through a traffic speed trap in full clown costumes. It turns out to have been two strange-looking party revelers who had got into character, putting on clown outfits before setting out for a party. The driver, a 31-year-old woman, had the smile wiped off her face after she was fined for speeding. Not good. There's a picture of the two clowns if you want to go to our In the News and Hot Stories at coasttocoastam.com. Hey, what's happening this Saturday? Well, in a moment, we're going to check in with astrologer Susan Miller, not only about that day, but about your day on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Susan Miller, founder, editor of AstrologyZones.com, is the author of 6 books. Susan is currently the contributing editor to E! Magazine, both in the USA and Hong Kong, as well as Vogue magazine in Japan. Susan has studied astrology for 30 years and is now educating the world on exploring past and normal astrological sun signs. Here's Susan Miller on Coast to Coast. Susan, how are you?
Hi, George. I'm great. Thank you.
Tell me now, why is Saturday going to be such a special day?
I am so excited about Saturday. On the 27th, which is just the day after tomorrow, we're going to have an alignment between the Sun and Jupiter. And this happens once a year, although it didn't happen in 2009. It happened at the very end of 2008. And I'm sure a lot of people are saying, duh, I knew 2009 didn't have any good days in it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's happening in Pisces on Saturday, and it's a day when you just get a breakthrough. Now, it doesn't have to happen exactly on the day. Sometimes it's a day or two before. So everyone, you know, can take a risk tomorrow. You know, if you've been thinking, gee, I want to bring that great idea up at the meeting, or, you know, I want to try to look for an apartment, even though I don't know if I can afford to move. It's that kind of luck that just opens the door for you, and you've got to try something. In my column, I do say which area it's going to be in, and I could run through the 12 signs real quick.
Sure.
If you want me to.
Yeah.
With Aries, it's like a blind date or some kind of secret kind of situation. So I think you should go on a blind date or see someone that you met, you know, online.
If you're an Aries.
Yeah, if you're an Aries. Taurus, it's party, make a new friend, mix and mingle. Gemini, it's
that's me.
It's fantastic for career. And Apollo Ono is a Gemini. So watch those little Geminis go into the news in the next few days. They are just hitting the tops of the charts. For Cancer, it's foreign people, foreign places, and breakthroughs in publishing and broadcasting. Those areas are phenomenal. And if you're taking a trip or people are coming to see you, that's great. Leo, I'm so happy to tell you, Leo, money. Leo has been really worried about money, and now you get some kind of check that you never expected. It could be a commission, or it could be even a prize. It could be a raffle ticket, something like that.
How about one of those checks for $2 you get in the mail and you sign
better.
It? And on the back, you then become part of some club every month.
No. All right. You know, it's really funny. Jupiter works in ways you don't expect, but we'll get to that later. But Virgo, it has to do with a marriage proposal or collaborations. Even at work, collaborations are magic. Libra, health and fitness, and also freelance assignments. New jobs or new business if you're self-employed. Scorpio, they win the jackpot. Oh,
really?
Love and creativity could not be better. Such good news about love. Even if you're married, it doesn't mean, you know, you're dead.
Hopefully it's love with your married partner though, right?
Yeah, sure. And also some luck with baby, something involving a baby. Sagittarius, such good news for Sag. They have had such nightmares about where they live. Many of them had to move more than once over the past few years, some 2 or 3 times. Luck with real estate and through family support, like your mom may give you a check to help you, you know, put a down payment down or something like that. Family support and luck with real estate. Or with home decorating, could be that too.
Sure.
Capricorn, now they really have to listen carefully on this. A wonderful luck with communication.
So if you've wanted to give a speech or you wanted to write an article, send that query letter. But you may get a really exciting text message too. Something may come into you, or you know, an express mail package, or something through the mail or through communication. Aquarius, your salary's going up. Where the Leos get money on the outside in, you get it through earned income. But that's great because it means you deserved it and you're finally getting your due. And Pisces, because this conjunction is in Pisces, it's carte blanche. It's just everything. It's a desire you want so badly. Just try for it. You've got a huge margin for error. Don't worry if you fail. You can fall down, pick yourself up, and try again, and there'll be no penalty. Go out there and get what you want.
Everything was positive for
everybody.
Yeah,
no, it is. Well, there is one little thing. I mean, Jupiter can make you a little overconfident, but if you concentrate and do really, you know, really have a pure heart, you're going to do well this weekend. And everyone needs this little shot of luck right now. I mean, we've really come through
sure
a really
do.
Hard year, you know. So,
speaking of hard years, how's 2010 look?
Well, we're digging our way out. Imagine a driveway filled with snow, and we have a little baby shovel. I wish it were a big bulldozer, but it's not. You know, it's going to take until October 2012 to be fully out of it. That doesn't mean we remain in the situation we're in now. It's little by little by little. And we go up, you know, it's up, 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 but it's not a steady straight line, like a sliding punch straight up, you know, like if you're at the bottom of it looking up. It's up and down, up and down, up and down, but going in the right direction. There's an eclipse this summer that we have to be careful with. It's June 26th, and there could be a dip in the market, or there could be some kind of scandal, and then everybody goes, oh, I knew it, I'm doomed. No, 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 no. You're not. It's just we're cleaning out the closets, and, you know, you know, you can't fix the problem unless you know what the problem is.
So you see that around the 26th of June, right?
It's what the astrologers call a cardinal cross, where all the planets are like little Italian relatives who are mad at each other. You know, and I'm Italian, so I'm allowed to say that.
You can get away with it. Right?
You know, they're like, well, let Petey do it. No, let Salvatore do it. No, let Joseph do it. You know, and they're all mad at each other, and they're not helping each other, and it sets up a cross situation where imagine four people in a room, but each one is in a different corner, and they've got their arms crossed over their chest, and they're like, don't look at me. You know, it's kind of like that, so it's a situation that you have to fix, but it's not that easy to fix, but you do.
But if you say things are going to get better toward the end of the year, right?
Well, yes, yes. And I think we'll be fully out of it by October 2012. And some people might say, well, isn't that funny? That's right before the election. But it's not because of that.
It's also right before the Mayan end date.
I know.
Well,
I'm basing this on the United States is a Cancer country. It's born on July 4th. And all Cancers have some meditations about difficulties with home or real estate. Well, because Saturn's in the fourth house of the solar chart. And that, well, the mortgage crisis is what put us in this hole. And I can only imagine that maybe the houses are taking longer to, you know, we've got all these empty houses that nobody knows what to do with. So it's going to take a little while until those get bought. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Interesting perspective, Susan, when you look at it. And you do this primarily astrologically, right?
Yeah, and it's all mathematical cycles. I really want people to know that it's not predestination. It shows the condition, but not the outcome.
It's changeable.
The outcome's up to us, yeah. We can make it better. Actually, the really nice part about 2010 is that money will flow to entrepreneurs. You know how the president said, oh, the wrong people are getting the money. The little people, the little businesses are not getting it. There's something wrong in the pipeline here. They're going to fix that this summer because Jupiter will be in Aries and Uranus will be in Aries. Money will flow. there'll be high qualification terms. You know, the banks are going to be choosy about who gets it, but you're really going to see new business proliferate. It is working.
All right, so, Susan, stay with us. We're going to come back with you in just a moment. We're going to take phone calls. Susan Miller's website, astrologyzone.com. Her latest work is called Planets and Possibilities. We'll take your calls, and we'll also talk a little bit more about the future in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And next hour, investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us with four incredible stories throughout the evening, followed by conversations with Linda during the last hour. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with astrologer Susan Miller, and we'll take your calls with her on Coast to Coast AM. Susan, based on people that come to you, what do they want to know the most about with astrology?
Well, it's really funny. It used to be love, but now everybody's asking about career and money because that really is the main concern right this minute. Most people, not everyone, but I would say that.
That's high in the chart, isn't it?
Yep. And you know what? The rising sign predicts the profession, and an astrologer can tell you a whole list of different things that you'd be good at if you know your sign, your time of birth, and then we do a chart, and the rising sign is the sign that's on the eastern horizon as you're being born, and it's just as important as the sun sign. So it's interesting to hear all the different professions that you'd be good at, you know.
Let's take some calls with you. You ready?
Yes.
Let's go to Daryl in Montana, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
I was just curious as to what she had to say about Capricorn for 2010 through 12.
Yeah, the whole communication area is opening up for you very big, and it could come in a way that you don't expect. You know, maybe you, what type of career do you have right now?
Go ahead. He's not on anymore.
Okay. But I once was talking to a man, and I said, gee, you're in marketing for a handbag company. I can't imagine how this is going to help you. And he said, oh, I know. I'm taking improv, and it's making me so creative. I'm using what I'm learning in this other area, you know, that I'm doing in my own time, and it's helping me at work because it's opening up my whole creativity. So it's really interesting. If you've ever wanted to write a book or write an article or just be a guest on TV or radio, this is Capricorn's time. The media is lucky for you, and communications of all kinds. And you can start your own blog or you know, there's all this new media that you can get involved in yourself that way.
Susan, do you find that numerology and astrology, do they sometimes mesh?
Well, yes, theoretically they should, because those are both based on mathematical cycles. But most astrologers feel that astrology is much more complex, and it takes you so much longer to learn astrology because there's layers upon layers upon layers. You know, most people just know what they see in the newspaper, but that's not astrology the way, you know, when you really study it. You know, so because they only do the sun sign, and you have eight planets plus the sun and moon. You know what's interesting, George? Your chart will never be replicated again in time or space.
Why not?
The cycles of the planets, like Pluto takes 246 years to go around the sun,
okay.
Uranus 84 years, they're all different.
So once it happens, that's it.
That's it. So that's why we all have to contribute our perspective to the world. You're completely unique. How wonderful is that?
I like it. Know? Anybody's that way, though, right?
Well, yeah, no, I mean everybody is.
Yeah.
Yes, not just you, George.
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
But everybody. No, but, well, we all love you, so. But you are unique. It was so funny when I was listening to your commercial. Are there two Georges? And I was like, oh, my goodness.
One may be enough.
I don't know. Maybe in a parallel universe it's possible, but it would still be you. You know, you would just be in two different planes. That's a whole other discussion.
Oh, my gosh, sure is. Off to Pittsburgh we go. Mary is on with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
You probably remember me. Maybe, possibly, I'm the lady who met the hybrid aliens at the grocery store.
I remember that.
When's your birthday, Mary?
I'm a Leo, August the 19th.
Okay.
And speaking of Capricorns, I have a very wonderful special friend who is a Capricorn, but he always misinterprets what I say, and it hurts my heart.
Well, maybe this year, with the emphasis and opportunity in communication, he'll learn to get the message better. And that's a really interesting question. I like that. But I can't do his chart because you're on the phone, so why don't you tell me something about you? Do you have a question?
Well, that was my question.
Yeah, to improve communication. Is he a sweetheart or like a friend?
A friend that's kind of like a sweetheart.
You know, Leos have been having these difficulties with significant other. Look at President Obama, not with Michelle. Of course, he's getting along fine with her. But the house of other people, critics, detractors.
The voters.
Yeah, even, you know, anybody who is either with you or against you, they've been having problems, the Leos. That's going to change after Mars goes direct on March 10th. So if you just feel like, oh, God, I can't get along with anybody lately. Why am I fighting all the time? Well, it's because Mars has been giving you a little trouble, but you're just a few days away from breakthrough.
Susan, why does astrology work? How does it work?
We don't know, actually. John Stossel asked me that question. We don't know, and we do know it does work. I write 100 pages a month on my website, divided by 12 signs. So I'm very specific, and I give dates, and I even give birthdays. I just say to skeptics, and I welcome skeptics, because no astrologer starts as a believer. None of us do.
Really?
Yeah, none of us. No. I went into astrology because I wanted to know if I'd ever walk again. I was paralyzed during an operation to save my life. I was bleeding to death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was 14, so I was really motivated. My mom knew astrology, and she kept saying, no, I'm not going to teach you. And I'm like, why? You're an astrologer. She said, you'll study for a year, and you'll think you know what you're doing, and you won't know anything. You haven't studied this a long time. And what do you know about studying 10 years? You're only 14. But I finally convinced her I was serious. And I said, I won't tell anybody, but please, I need to know. And it doesn't take the place of religion. I continue to pray, and, you know, I'm Catholic. All the saints were helping me out. And I do walk. You met me at the...
I sure did.
The George Norrie lunch recently. And I'm a really lucky girl. I had really great doctors, but I worked really hard on the physical therapy and everything.
Nobody would ever know.
Yeah,
nobody would ever know.
So lucky, and I was so sick. I wore a brace on my leg for 4 years. I had to regrow the nerve along the old path and teach my head to find it. And it was all experimental, back in the little house on the prairie days. But it just I wanted to learn astrology, so that's why I learned it. And my mom was so positive with me and so such a cheerleader that that's what I'm trying to do with my website is be everybody's best friend and show them the good aspects so that they have hope and they have energy, because so much of it is just believing in yourself and feeling you can go for it, you know. So that's what I'm trying to do. But that's, I don't know how I got started on the subject here. You asked me a question, but I guess I went a little off.
Let's go to our Skype line. Alan is in Chicago. Go ahead, Alan. You're up with us.
Hi, Alan.
Alan, go. Alan is.
Oh, Alan disappeared.
On the Skype line. He probably hung up. But we'll go now to Mike, who's truck driving, first time caller. Go ahead, Mike. You're in Arkansas, huh?
Yes, I am. How are you, George?
Okay, Michael.
Good.
I was wanting to ask Susan about Scorpio. What's in line for Scorpio?
Scorpio. And, so
yes,
good.
And also, George, you had made me very paranoid because my birthday is 11/11.
Well, that's pretty good. That's
it
a good
sounds
thing.
Sounds good. Oh, my gosh. 11 is considered a sacred number. You know, that's heavenly. Well, Mike, do you have a girlfriend? What's the story?
I've been married for a long time.
Oh, that's so good. And do you have any children?
Three.
You have three children? Well, it's time for you and your wife to have a little fun. Is it possible that Grandma could watch the kids, that you can kidnap her away? I'd love you to take her somewhere in March. Is that possible, your wife?
Well, we just have grandkids around, but we're taking a vacation in July.
Oh, July is great because that's the water sign. But that's interesting you said a new grandchild, because before when I went through my list, I said love and baby. Baby is involved with this year, joy through children. Oh, just such a sweet, sweet year. And you know, the Scorpios have not really had a spectacular year lately. The fire signs and the air signs have had all the luck, and the little water signs, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, are like, when is it going to be our turn? You know, has the universe forgotten me? Well, no, this is your banner year. I really want you to go somewhere special and try to really spin a memory, Mike. You know, this is your year. Romance will come back, and it's lovely. It's really sweet.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Okay, now we think we have Alan back on the Skype line. Are you there, Alan, out of Chicago?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
I said a couple questions about myself. You were talking about how the most popular things are.
You sound like, Alan, you sound like you're in a tunnel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on Skype, you know, on new technology.
Get a little closer to the...
Where's your microphone?
I'm on a mic. I can hear you just fine. Alan.
Okay, you on a headset
talk
mic?
A little slower.
Well, my question is about my career and maybe what you see for myself. I'm a Cancer.
Yep.
I was born June 23rd. And,
you're born June 23rd, right near that big eclipse, June 26th.
Exactly.
Your whole life is going to change, but it's going to be for the better. The old life hasn't been working. You know, something has been kind of outworn, and it's outlived its usefulness. Now you're going into a new direction. And I'm telling you, Alan, you're going to have luck with foreign people, foreign places. And sometimes you don't even know that the company that's hiring you is foreign. For example,
well, that's true, but you could assume they all are now, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, like I write for Elle magazine, and then I thought to myself, wow, wait a minute, they're French. But you don't even think about it because the people you're dealing with are in your city and your editors are American and so forth. But then you have to think back, where is the headquarters? You have such luck overseas. It's crazy. You also have luck through publishing and broadcasting. What type of business were you in?
I think.
Hey, he dropped off.
You can't ask them questions.
That's right. I'm so sorry. But you know what? It's all new, and don't be afraid of it. Just go for it. Some Cancers are going to go back to school. And if you say, well, I can't afford that, when you have Jupiter in the ninth house, you get a scholarship or financial aid. Don't assume you can't afford it. So you've got a really, really good outlook. And anybody born at the end of June, your whole life's going to turn at the end of June, and it's going to go in a new direction, but don't be afraid of it. Let the tide carry you where it wants to. It's good.
When somebody has just an unbelievably bad moment, whatever happens in their life, if you were then able to look at their astrological chart, do you think that chart probably would have shown that this was going to be a bad time in their life?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it happened to me in September. Yeah. I had written on my website that September, I had never seen such difficult aspects packaged into such a tiny envelope of time. And it's funny because I'm so happy all the time that everybody started calling me up for interviews. Why are you saying this? You know, and I was like bewildered. I'm like, oh, well, no, don't get scared. It just means that you have to be practical and unemotional. And actually, I was just reading about that subway bomber in New York City where I live. And that was the week he was going to try to bomb us on the subways. But see, the FBI was on the trail.
They got
and
him on
got
that.
Him. Yeah, it was, you know, it was, I mean, a lot of Virgos and Pisces were having trouble in September, but it helps me to know that, okay, this is my time. Sometimes the universe sends you a medicine ball and they kind of just throw it to you just to see what you're going to do, because it's in tough times that you reveal your true character and your true values, what's important to you. And actually, my mother always said to me, when we're boxing in the ring, that's when we're doing the real work in life, not when we're sitting like in the corner and the referee's throwing the water on us and the easy part. It's when we're in the ring fighting for what we believe in and showing passion. That's when we're developing our personalities and our character. So it can be considered a good thing. You know.
So. Okay, next up we go to Jim in Flint, Michigan. You're up with us, Jim. We'll grab you. Go ahead.
Hi, Jim. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I just wonder what you see around Libra.
Libra is going through lots of changes. What is your exact birthday? Are you gone? Are you still?
I'm 928.
928. Okay, you're born at the end of September. Okay. I'm glad you told me that, because the end of September Libras are the ones that are feeling it first. All Libras will feel this. Saturn is on your sun for the first time in 29 years. And what you're going to want to do is stabilize your life and build a nice, firm foundation. You will get to choose what that is. Some people get married. Some people have a baby. Some write a book, start a business, buy their first house. Whatever it is, it feels like a rite of passage. It may even feel like, ooh, this is big for me. I don't know if I can do this. But Saturn will show you that you can. And other people around you will help you. And it will take 3 years to fully master whatever you've chosen to do. And then Saturn will give you a gift by the door when he leaves. He doesn't reward you so much during the period, but after. And, you know, tonight we were watching the Olympics and the beautiful skaters, and the young woman from Korea won the gold. She's a Virgo, and they just had that aspect. And Saturn just left, and she got her gold because she put in all that effort. So you're going to get your gold medal, too. So this is a very big time. And Libras, some of them may have a new job or new place to live, and it could be connected. They may move to take advantage of job opportunities.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze in one more.
Okay.
We've got Samantha in Champaign, Illinois, on the wild card line. Go ahead, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Susan. I just had a question on what your opinion was between a Sagittarius and Taurus love relationship.
Well, Sagittarius doesn't actually like to commit. They like to date, but they're slow in committing. Sag likes to see the world. Taurus likes to stay home. So if you could get, and they love to putter in the garden and stuff like that. They love greenery, the Tauruses. But if you can get your Taurus to travel with you, you'll be a happy little camper.
Absolutely. So, now, if people want information on your website, Susan, what do they do?
Oh, they just go. They can write to me, too. But I write lots and lots. So take a look at it. It's astrologyzone.com.
How did you get interested in astrology?
Well, because my mom had studied it before I was born. She had studied it for 8 years, and she kept it a secret because she felt it wasn't accepted in those days. She says, I'm lucky that I'm living a different age. But and then because of my leg, I wanted to know, you know, and I never thought I'd be an astrologer out there. I majored in business at NYU. I had a wonderful
big
career.
Difference, huh?
Yes, but astrology chose me. Time Warner asked to license my site in the very beginning, and so suddenly I was getting to be known, and that was a surprise.
Have you found it to be fulfilling?
Yes, I love it. I love it. And there's always something new to learn.
And absolutely. You know what? When you meet people, I bet they don't let you get away.
Well, that's so funny. I was at a dinner party tonight, and they said, is that the hard part? I said, it can be, like when your dentist is asking you and your mouth is filled with cotton.
Yeah, they always do that, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and they're like, what's up for me? And I'm like,
They've got a drill, or they're doing whatever they're doing, and they're asking you every question that they know.
Yeah, it can be a little hard sometimes, but I try to answer it as best I can. You know?
All right, Susan. Well, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
It's Susan Miller. Her website, astrologyzone.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and her latest work, Planets and Possibilities. Yeah, you know, I've always been a believer in astrology, but I like the fact that she says you can change the outcome. You can change the destiny of what's supposed to happen. And you know what? I like that. I'll be back in a moment now. Special reports from investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe right here on Coast to Coast AM.